just with the young people for a little while. Hallelujah. Now, you've got your Bibles. Anyone got a Bible? Got a Bible?
Yes.
Who would like to read for me? Thank you. All right, let's could you turn to Matthew 21, and we're going to have a look at verse 12, 13 and 14. 12, 13 and 14 of Matthew 21. Have you got it?
Yes.
Good chap.
And Jesus went into the temple court and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of them that sold doves, and said unto them, It is written, My house shall be called the house of prayer, but ye have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them.
Praise God, thank you. Right, this is what we call the cleansing of the temple. Cleansing of the temple. And of course, in those days, the Jews, scribes, Pharisees, went to the temple. And there they worshipped God, which was still based on old covenant. Now, there was a problem with that temple. Do you know what the problem was with it? Any idea what was wrong with the temple? Yes, Stella. That's right, yes, they were exchanging money and other things. So the temple wasn't very clean, was it? We mean by clean, we mean spiritually clean. So they have made God's house corruptible. They've made it merchandise. In other words, they were selling things. And a lot of those things that they were selling were based on worship. So that if they buy a sacrifice, buy the pigeons, buy this, buy that, and then they can offer it to God, then God will receive them and cleanse them and forgive them. Now, aren't you glad you don't have to come to church today? Bring in with you a pigeon, a lamb, an offering. Could be anything, really, as long as it was clean and pure. Aren't you glad that you don't have to come to church and bring that? Or, what would be even worse, is that you came to me and you had to pay me money in which I'll give you something to offer to God. You think, you said, well, hang on, this isn't on. But do you know something? That is how a lot of churches, particularly the Roman Catholic Church, made their money. By that very same principle. And Jesus was so angry. Now, it's interesting that Jesus was angry. God was angry. Now, what sort of anger was he showing, do you think? Yes, ma'am. A what, sorry? Yes, a righteous anger. So it wasn't an anger that was provoked by his selfishness, his own will. It was an anger because he was angry that this was not glorifying his Father. That this was corrupt, you see. So we call that a righteous anger. And what does he do there? He cleanses it by casting them out, the moneylenders, and so forth, and he cut all the things down and cast them out and so on, and he sent the moneylenders and changers out, and then he says here, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you've made it a den of thieves. Iniquity, thieves. So what is a thief? Do you know what a thief is? Yes. People who steal stuff. Now, I'm not going to have a show of hands who's ever stolen anything, because we don't do that sort of thing here, but we probably all, in some way or another, we have stolen things. And the Lord has to show us. Now, he calls them thieves, because they are robbing the people of God. who want to worship God. They are corrupting it. They're defiling the house of God. They've made it merchandise. And today, you know, if you go round some of these churches, or these churches that look like museums, they still sell stuff, things, in the church to try and raise money, or raise money for the steeple that's collapsing, or something like that. So it is a form again. It's the same type of principle. But why Jesus was showing this righteous anger was because they were not really believing God. There wasn't that faith that God will sustain, God will supply, God will look after his house. And we believe that God looks after this house. This is his house. Now, what does he say his house will be or should be? What does he say his house should be? Huh? Yes. House of praise. You look at the word again. Look at the scripture you've just read. A house of prayer. Now, prayer is essential. Now, we're not all very good at praying, are we? Let's be honest. We don't really seem to have time, do we? You know, it's all right going to church. It's all right maybe reading the Bible or having a Bible study, but, well, prayer, that's another thing. But you see, that is where you really grow with God. That is where you will be touched by God. That's where your relationship will come, when you have time, when you talk with him in prayer. And so prayer is not easy. But if you ask God to help you to pray, he'll do it. He'll work it. He'll put it in your heart. He'll put that affection there, because that is where you grow as a Christian. That is where you feel the touch of God. That's the way he speaks to you often, is in prayer. And so he says, my house will be a house of prayer, but you've made it a den of thieves. So they're making merchandise of the house of God, hindered prayer. And that's what it will do. That's why a lot of churches don't really pray, because they've made merchandise of it. And so they're hindered in prayer. And I love the next bit that follows. Then the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Couldn't take place before that. Had to be cleansed. And there's the principle.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that's why God cleanses us.
Praise you, Lord.
He's cleansing the temple, the house of God. And what's the promise? Healing, deliverance, salvation. There you go. Do you have any needs? Need healing? Do you know someone that needs healing? You can pray for them. But it's cleansing first. And then the healing comes.